This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. And today, joining me in the JPR studios, our good friends Gypsy Soul, Celeste Swan, and Roman Morikid are back for another holiday-themed live session. Welcome back, you guys. It's good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Thank you so much.
The latest album is called The World Is My Country. There is another album due out soon. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. Well, as I said, it has been a while since you have been here. Tell me what the world of Gypsy Soul has been like since your last visit.
Lots of miles under our belts.
What was it, 167 days on the road last year?
Yeah, I think we had 99 shows last year.
Wow.
We were gone a lot of the year, and we love coming home and kind of regrouping, and then we leave for a little bit. But yeah, this year not as much touring because we did a fan funding to raise money for our recording of our latest CD. So we've done a lot of writing and recording and still quite a few shows.
Yep.
Is the Northwest still kind of your home in terms of audience, or are you starting to find pockets all over the country?
I'd say maybe about
Western 10 states.
10 regional states.
We played in Idaho again. This is second year in Idaho.
Idaho, Utah.
Coeur d'Alene. Washington is, we have a big base up there in the Seattle area, and also Northern California.
Arizona.
Arizona, quite a big, all over in Arizona. A little bit in Utah. And then probably, you know, seven people across the rest of the country and a couple of sheep, I believe.
You know, I was watching video recently of the volcano in Hawaii that was starting to, you know, just spew out lava, and it was just going a little bit further and a little bit, but it was a slow, inevitable march. Is that kind of the way your circle of influence advances each and every year? It's just little bit further,
well,
one more
we
town.
That's it. We're lava flow.
Yeah.
That's exactly.
You can be
we're
the magma.
Hot and
you'll be the magma. I'll be the lava.
We're hot and molten. That's us.
Yes.
Is home still Jacksonville for you guys?
Yes,
it is.
Yes.
And you were gone for a while, right? You moved up to Washington State.
Yeah,
and then,
for a couple years.
And then came
years,
back. Yeah. How is Jacksonville working as a home base once again for Gypsy Soul?
We love it.
It's a sanctuary. It's
is.
Gorgeous. And
we live in a tree house.
We do live in a tree house.
We're surrounded by trees. So you look outside and it looks like you're living in a tree house.
And have you got a studio built into your place where you can at least work up some rough versions of songs?
Actually, mixing the album on the new, I got a new iMac. Well, it was a new refurbished iMac and an Apollo and upgraded Pro Tools 11 and everything. So I'm mixing the album that we're working on in the house now, tracking a little bit, but most of the tracking has been done at Dennis Dragon Studio.
Gypsy Soul is my guest live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. Their newest album is called The World Is My Country. Well, I know you have a couple of holiday songs worked up for us today, and you've brought us a present that we'll get to in a little bit, but what do you want to start with today?
We're going to start with Big Sky Lullaby from our Wanderlust album, which is a couple of albums back, but it's a popular one.
It's a big sky lullaby with you. What a glorious scene, this troubadour's dream come true. It's a big sky lullaby with you. Such a beautiful thing when all that you do rings true. You set my heart free, I soar on the wings of love's mystery. You're like a vision in stone, a sight to behold. You're like my old Michelangelo. Come to me, run to me, come to me, a lover of mine. You're the moon and the sea, life's sweet rhapsody is our time. Come to me, run to me, come to me, a lover of mine. the sun and stars and all the world is alive tonight. You set my heart free, I soar on the wings of love's symphony. You're like a vision in stone, a sight to behold. You're like my old Michelangelo. You're the sun and the stars and the moon. You're my old Michelangelo. Come to me, run to me, come to me, lover of mine. You're the moon and the sea, life's sweet rhapsody is our time. Come to me, run to me, come to me, lover of mine. You're the sun and the stars and all the world is alive. Set my heart free, set my heart free, you set my heart free.
That is Big Sky. It's Gypsy Soul live on Jefferson Public Radio. You know, watching you guys and your music over the last couple of years, you are well aware of this, I'm sure. This business model of what it is to be a professional musician continues to change. It seems like it's gone through a big evolution, and now it's stabilized a little bit in terms of there aren't new Pandoras and new Spotifys.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But television and movie placement and ad placement for you guys seems to have really picked up and expanded.
It was great for a number of years when we were living in LA and our publisher was really kind of in the scene. And any of the shows that Sarah McLachlan didn't want to do or Paula Cole, they would call Gypsy Soul, which was kind of fun. So we got a lot of those. And recently we just got the DVD of 90210. So we've had some really wonderful—
Which is my favorite show,
TV,
as you know.
I've never seen it.
Ever.
TV and radio placement. So we're really grateful when they come. But it's not something that we rely on. It's always icing on the cake if we get a call that says that we're on a commercial or on a TV show. Our mainstay is touring and merchandise and performing and producing shows.
It's almost like a bonus check that shows up, right?
Absolutely.
Like, it is. We call it mailbox money.
Yeah. Tell me about the placement at Starbucks.
Oh, that was through Play Network. It was a company in Seattle that found us and found that album. I guess they placed that in one of the instrumentals, Fire Dance, as well. Oh, actually, in the other one, I forget.
There were a few they used from that.
Anyway, but Starbucks, I guess, picked up Soul of a Girl. What year are we in?
14.
Thank you.
Yeah.
13, I think it was, through the spring of 14, they were playing it in Starbucks on and off.
20,000 stores or something like that, right?
Yeah, all over the world. Like, yeah.
When something like that happens, or... You know, when one of your songs is placed in a prominent spot on either a television show or commercial or something, other than the mailbox money that you talked about coming directly from that licensing, do you see more traffic on gypsysoul.com? Do you see more downloading immediately as a result of that?
I'd love to say yes,
yeah,
but that wouldn't be honest. It would be great. And on the shows that actually support the artist, the musical artist. There's many TV shows we watch, and I listen to the music, and I do my Soundhound, and I want to find out who these bands are. I have found a ton of new bands that way. But there are many shows, or if they're on Netflix, they don't show the credits that actually apply to the music that was played. So that's kind of a bummer. On the shows like in the day, 90210, they actually would feature the artist, and then you would see an uptick. When we did Roswell, they played two of our songs as well as Providence. We got a lot of feedback after that. We got a lot of emails, a lot of Facebook activity. But there's certain TV shows, depending on where the placement is, where you're either recognized or you're not. I mean, we've had our music in a bar scene where we could barely hear it. And then one time we had our music on a movie, on the Brooke Shields movie called After Sex, which was a really cool ensemble cast movie. And they did the, oh, hey, babe, it's going to be great for you. We're going to use the whole song. And yeah, and they always say that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and then you're like, where was my song in that movie? Well, they actually did.
It was in a pivotal scene where there was no dialogue.
No dialogue.
And they played like 2.5-3 minutes of the song, which was
unbelievable. So we're hitting each other. Like, I can't believe they're actually really playing.
And she does a montage and stuff, and it's like you hear the whole song, which is
kind of
wild.
Never know. And a scene like that, we got a lot of, response.
And you probably checked the mailbox.
We did check the mailbox, yes.
Solette Swan and Roman Morikit, Gypsy Soul, are live in the JPR studios today. Their newest album is called The World Is My Country. Information at gypsysoul.com. Let's hear a holiday tune. What have you worked up today?
Winter Wonderland actually played on my new acoustic fretless bass.
I was going to ask. Now, if memory serves, were you a bassist first and then a guitarist?
You know what? I was actually a piano player first.
Really?
Then I was a guitarist, and then I was a fretless. That was the only thing that was available at the time, and I played that exclusively for 10 years, and then I'm now both.
It looks hard.
This one is. It's a little tricky, this one, because the neck is pretty long, and it, It took a different style. I had to relearn how to play it to get it to sound nice. So I like that, though. I like that challenge.
So Winter Wonderland then, huh?
Yep.
We love it. Winter Wonderland.
That is Winter Wonderland from Gypsy Soul live in the JPR studios today. A reminder, we'll have audio from today's live session and some photographs from today up on our website later this afternoon at ijpr.org. And also a reminder, you can subscribe to JPR Live Sessions on iTunes. Just go to the iTunes store and search for JPR Live Sessions. You'll see a whole bunch of them up there. Can we hear another tune?
Sure.
What do you want to do next?
This is a song from The World Is My Country called I'm Calling In.
And you are back to guitar.
I'm back to guitar. Yep.
There's a road I travel down in the dark, in the dark. A stormy path where I lost the rhythm of my heart. And like a thief in the night, gone was a light that guided my soul. Feeling cold and alone, just dying to be whole. I'm calling in, I'm calling in. All the answers inside of me. I'm calling in, I'm calling in. Oh, sets me free. We all need a chance to prove we were here, share our fears, shed some tears. Oh, and faithful friends who never need to ask the reasons why. Chance to dream, a space to scream, a time where we fly so high. So when we choose that, you will live until you die. Crisis of the heart, or just life imitating art? Did you think it was the end? Just as life began again. You're living on the edge, or living by default. It's your call, it's your call. So tell me, what's worse to bear, the open wound or the sting of the salt? Let's go out on a limb, throw caution to the wind, gotta shed some skin. Oh, you know there's a fine line between letting go and giving in. I'm calling in, I'm calling in. All the answers inside of me.
That is I'm Calling In. It's Gypsy Soul live today on Jefferson Public Radio. When you guys go out on tour, is it primarily the two of you as a duo, or do you like to travel and try to coordinate the additional burden of working in some other people?
You know, we've been fortunate that we have musicians in LA, we have musicians in the Bay Area, Seattle, and so depending on the gig, if it's a big festival on a giant stage, we might not play as the duo, and so we'll bring players in, and we coordinate rehearsals. We try to get in town a day or two before, and we love doing that. We have wonderful musicians all over. But I think that, you know, being that the core is the duo, that is our when we're most at ease, is in intimate settings when we're doing the duo.
One of the things that you guys have started to do, and many musicians have done over the last couple of years, that when Gypsy Soul formed wasn't even a possibility, are live streaming concerts.
Yes.
You know, earlier we talked about that steady progression of folks that are turned on to your music and want to see you. But for those scattershot folks further afield that might not be able to get to one of the cities, technology now gives you an opportunity to play for them.
Yeah.
And a direct contribution from fans.
Yeah,
how many of those kinds of things have you done? These online?
I think we've done four this year.
You did the Triple Door recently.
Yeah,
in Seattle.
We just did the Triple Door last weekend. We did our. We also did Triple Door in May.
In May, yep.
We did just because it's a flashy, beautiful theater and lights.
And probably everything. Set up to do that kind of thing with cameras and everything.
No, we have to bring it in ourselves.
Oh, really? So you do it?
Yeah. We set it up, and we have. Marcella works the chat room. There's a lot of activity. I mean, it's actually quite amazing to go back and read all the comments and stuff and having a whole conversation while we're playing the concert. Marcella's taking care of all that, and then she'll pass messages to us, which is...
And people are telling us what they're eating and what they're doing and, oh my God, what's with her hair? You know, whatever. It's just like funny comments.
I guess somebody in Seattle this last time, there were 11 people in a house and they were all boogieing away watching the show together and dancing, I guess.
Yeah, it's really cute. It's such a neat thing.
Yeah, it's a great thing, actually.
Gypsy Soul, my guests, live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. Their latest release is called The World Is My Country. There is another album on the way very shortly that we'll talk about here in just a bit. GypsySoul.com is the website. Do you have one more holiday tune to play for us today?
Yeah, we've got to finish with Joy to the World, won't
you? Yeah, let's do Joy to the World. We love that one.
To the world of the Lord has come. Let the earth receive a king. Let every heart prepare him a room. Heaven and nature sing. Heaven and nature, let heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, oh, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs implore. While fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains. Sound in joy. Repeat the sound. Repeat the sound in joy. Thank you.
That is Gypsy Soul live here on Jefferson Public Radio. GypsySoul.com is their website. Well, I have mentioned the new album, and you have brought us a present. Over the last number of months, you have done a crowdsourced funding effort for a new record.
Yes.
Where is it at? How's it coming?
About three quarters, I think.
I think we have about eight songs finished. There's about two or three more that I need to write. We spent some great time in the old Steve Miller studio. You brat.
And, always waiting for you.
Yeah, well, yeah. And so we've recorded a lot of it at the old Steve Miller studio, which is Dennis Dragon's place now. And
on his 1983 Neve.
Beautiful mics, yeah. Like from the 50s, and really great warm tube sounds. It's been really fun. And we're able to do that because we raised $52,000 via crowdsourcing. One was a one-night event at Triple Door, and then the rest was on Indiegogo.
Wow.
And it was quite an experience, I have to say.
So what's new and what's cool about it?
About the process?
No, about the record.
Oh, the record. Well, it's...
I mean, I know the three as-yet-written songs are amazing.
They are so incredible.
But besides those, what are the other eight like?
Well, they kind of suck, but, you know.
But we're waiting for those other three.
Those other three is going to save the album. Yeah. No, it's a completely different recording process. For most of the songs, that had drums on, me and Michael would play the drums and the guitar, and Celeste would sing the vocal with the three of us. So it has that live energy. Live drums, very broken down arrangements. There's not a lot of guitar laying. It's usually just the guitar, bass, and drum and voice, and maybe one other instrument.
Yeah, not a lot of strings.
Not a lot of strings. I mean, we've got Mihal's playing some strings on the song that we've given you, which isn't mastered, by the way. So I don't know what it's going to sound like on the air, but you'll find out. I guess
it's
we'll
a reserve judgment, people. It's not mastered.
And so this is our present. What have you brought us?
It is a world premiere. It is called Mirabelle.
Nobody's heard it.
There's no radio station.
There's no radio station has played this song.
We've performed it live, but nobody else has heard it.
So we get the exclusive. It's called
Mirabelle.
And she came to me in a dream.
Mirabelle, you seem to know me well. You came into my dreams like a famous melody played on the edge of angel wings, and only you know why you chose me to share your story. It's in the heart of this song that your spark lives on. Thank you.
brand new music from Gypsy Soul from the upcoming album, which will be called
13.
Is it the 13th album?
Yes.
The song is called Mirabelle. Gypsy Soul is Celette Swan and Roman Morikid. Their album, The World Is My Country, already out. You can get information on their music and them at their website, gypsysoul.com. Celette, Roman, thank you again for coming in. It's good to see you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And thanks for bringing us a present to share today.